This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's August 14th, and Robert Forsyth was the managing director of a pier. This one was in Folkestone, England, and it had the usual attractions, a nice place to swim, theaters, and even a racetrack. Being in charge of promotions and attracting tourists to the pier, he came up with a new twist on an old idea. Up to this point, beauty pageants had been held in local communities, but he was thinking big. So on this date in 1908, the very first international beauty pageant was held. Wasn't too much different than the ones held today, but in those Edwardian times, swimsuits were not part of it. Even back then, not everybody liked the idea. Suffragettes were there, noticeable by the large sailor hats with red bands on which the words "Votes for Women" was printed. And it was on this date in 1962, a mail heist took place in Plymouth, Massachusetts, when two gunmen dressed as police officers stopped a U.S. mail truck that was delivering $1.5 million in small bills from Cape Cod to the Federal Reserve Bank in Boston. After tying up the driver and driving off, they nearly got away with it. It turned out to be the largest cash robbery of all time. An investigation followed for 5 years, and just as the statute of limitations was ready to expire, a federal grand jury indicted 4 men and a woman as the perpetrators. By the way, that haul of $1.5 million would equal about 12 and a half today. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in Today's History.